iron madness game here in the second half. High-flying offense in the first half, now just grinding it out in the second half. Six-point lead for Harbor Beach, 21-15. Handoff to number two, Travis Essmaker, to the right side, out of the wing tee. Gets out to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of four for Harbor Beach. Second and six now.
Number 30, Curtis Booms, makes another tackle. Slight reminder here, Clark, Harbor Beach into the teeth of the wind. So we haven't seen Kraft really attempt a pass in this quarter. Got to think that's got a lot to do with it.
Wind blowing from the southwest. That'd be the far right corner of your radio, blowing to the near left side. Kraft going left to right into the wind. And it's another pitch out to number two, Travis Essmaker. He gets across to the 30-yard line, maybe the 31, according to the spot, which will be enough for a first down by about a foot. There's the signal. It's a gain of 7-4 Essmaker. And Harbor Beach moves the chains one more time. Harbor Beach now playing Ubley's game, 6-7 yards per carry, and they're just grinding out the whole clock.
Harbor Beach using their speed predominantly as they've pitched it out to Essmaker a couple times. Kraft rolling the other side a couple different times and gets her to the outside once. So using their speed and getting around these ugly defenders.
And Kraft hands it off to Derek Cuffey. He's out to the 10-yard line to the 5 and drags his defender all the way down to the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. They go from the 29-yard line all the way in for a score. Derek Cuffey, a 29-yard run, finds himself in the end zone after fighting for those extra yards. It's now Harbor Beach 27, Ugly 15.
Harbor Beach with their fair share of running backs that can attack the field as well. You've seen Ginther, you've seen Kraft, you've seen Essemaker, the speed. All of a sudden we forget about the guy that scored twice already tonight. Puff takes it through the inside of the line, cuts to the outside, and drags an Ubley defender about 4 yards just across the goal line.
It's 105 yards of the night, and Harbor Beach is going for two. Eli Kraft rolls to his left on the keeper, and he's in for the end zone to make it a two-possession game, 29-15, 14-point differential. You're tuned to WLEW, your home.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
.102 remains in the third quarter on 102.1 FM, WLEW, your home for high school football. Harbor Beach tacked on 8 more points in the last drive, now makes it 29-15. They did it in a mere 2 minutes and 45 seconds off of 5 plays after an ugly touchdown right before that off of 7 plays and about 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Looks like an ugly player is being worked on a cramp on the sidelines. And Nick Hessling standing on his own 40-yard line into the wind, ready to kick this one away. Harbor Beach still in the huddle. Ubley was ready for the onside kick. Now they retreat to their standard formation. Nick Sweeney standing on his own 12-yard line, farthest man deep for Ubley on the right side of your radio. Here's the boot from Nick Hessling. Nice-looking kick. Hits the wind, gets it to about the 12-yard line, right to the hands of Sweeney. Doesn't have to move. Breaks free the first tackle out to the 30-yard line, across to the 31, where he's brought down by number 66 and 63, Jacob Shoemaker, with 55 seconds before this quarter is over. What does Ubley need to do on this play, on this drive, Dave?
I know it's easy to say Ubley needs to score here, Clark, but in all reality, Ubley needs to get back to their normal game plan here. They need to get a couple first downs, try and get the ball down the field as best as they possibly can, and force it, and not three and out, Clark. They need to get some first downs, get down the field, and force Harbor Beach's offense to stay on the sideline, where it's the best way to control them is to not have them even on the field.
Probably backing it in the T formation and swinging, trying to get it on their outside to the right. Nothing much going there. Maybe a gain of one out to the 33. Now second and 9 for the Bearcats. 42 seconds before the third quarter is in the books.
Number 52, Brandon Oswald makes the tackle.
We've had a barn burner in the second half. Both teams with a touchdown and two-point conversion complete for both teams in this third quarter. It was 21-7 at halftime. It's a handoff to number 12, Brian Bland. He gets up to the 35 until he meets a swarm of black jerseys. Still a gain of two for the Bearcats. Now a 3rd-and-6 situation at the 35.
DJ Ryder leading the charge.
Swinging at the sidelines, and that is going to be the end of the third quarter. So with three in the books and one to go, it's Iowa Beach 29, Hubley 15. Fourth quarter action coming up on WLEW Sports.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Minutes to go before this one's in the books. It's Harbor Beach 29, Hubley 15. On the break there, Eastern here in Ambulance took number 50 Nick Booms into the hospital. He went off about 8 minutes ago with what we appear to be some sort of dislocated shoulder on his right shoulder or his right elbow. Not quite sure. We'll find out for you. Now Hubley moving into the wind, left to right across your radio. Sweeney is under center, as was all night, with three men in the backfield. They're on their own 35-yard line. Harbor Beach tried to go read the snap, and they went off sides. They're saying, they claim that Hubley jumped first. That's not the case at all. It's going to be an offsides call against Harbor Beach. So going from a 3rd-and-6 to a very 3rd-and-manageable, about a 3rd-and-a-yard, right at the 40-yard line now.
Again, using Harbor Beach did it to Hubley. Now Hubley doing it back to Harbor Beach here, using, you know, pulling these tricks out of each other's playbooks here. A 3rd-and-6 is a very tough first down to get for Hubley running this T offense if Harbor Beach is picking up these holes. 3rd-and-1 now, on the other hand, much easier to grab.
3rd-and-a-yard for Hubley here. On the 40-yard line, their own territory. It's a handoff to the right side to Kabowski. He gets it by about 5 yards. Finally stopped at the 45. It's a 5-yard gain. Move the chains for Hubley.
Number 35, DJ Ridner, makes the tackle.
And they have a barn burner going on. Vassar against USA. 5:56 to go in the third quarter. It's 8-8, USA versus Vassar in the GTC West. 1st-and-10 for the Bearcats at their own 45-yard line. Directly in front of me in our booth here in Harbor Beach. It's Harbor Beach 29, Hubley 15. 11:34 to go in the game. That handoff to number 20, Rakowski, around the left side, right to midfield. Gain of 5 at the 50-yard line. 2nd-and-5 coming up for Hubley.
Number 71, Mike Rakowski, makes another tackle.
According to the spot, in fact, is about 4 yards. They're on the 49-yard line. They're on territory. 2nd-and-6, if you're detail-oriented. 11:05 remains in regulation. 29-15, Hubley trying to chip away at their 14-point deficit to Harbor Beach. Sweeney hands it off right at the middle to number 12, Bland. He gets the first down. He's out to the 42-yard line. That is going to be a 9-yard gain and another first down.
Number 47, Aaron Ginther, makes the tackle. Bland, on the other hand, bursts through the line. Does a nice job to get across the first down marker.
Brian Bland doesn't need much of a hole. He's 5'5", 150, and a senior for this Hubley squad.
A useful tool for Coach Kaufman is that kid's got some wheels. He can really run.
1st-and-10 for Sweeney and the Bearcats into Harbor Beach territory at the 43-yard line. Working off the left hash, it's another handoff to Kabowski right up the middle. He gets about 6 or 7 yards before he's brought down at the 36-yard line. Gain of 7 Now, second and three.
Number three.